used to jump in the gig and that was it. But no, things have moved on through the years and you've got to be well prepared.
We've worked hard for the last 9 months, a lot of training in worse weather than this. And we're ready. We've got one boat over here, two crews, 11 men and 7 women. And we're going to go and smash it. Absolutely fantastic. No other sport like it. Best sport in the world.
So keen to get going and get the gig on the beach that you've still got your pyjamas on and your waterproof.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that. Yes, we have our pyjamas still on.
Yes, it is very much like home. The wind is a little down, so we don't really like the rough waves. So this is more like home for sure.
It's a personal journey for everyone. So for me personally, to just get back into that adrenaline of competition is fantastic. And to be in a boat with 5 other guys that have the same sort of mindset, that you know, we want to row hard, we want to work hard.
Because we're off to chase down the front runners.
We are, quite a punishing pace being set by the front runners, because the field has very much splintered here as the engines of the support boat that we're on kick in, and we're now going to accelerate in a real arc, a very big loop, so that we can get ahead of the leaders and come in around the finish line to see them come home.
Oh, very pleased with that. It was a hard way to do it, but we did it. Yeah, we had a good push coming back. Yeah, we all did good.
The crews gave us a damn fine race, though.
We were trying our best to break them, trying to get ourselves clear of water, trying to get across them. They just kept on fighting, and then they crept us in the middle of the race, and fair play to them. Best crew I won out there.
Powered through them, and we ended up about 4 or 5 lengths ahead at the end. Just amazing, absolutely amazing. All these boys have won it before, see? I'm the first, it's my first one, so it will never get better than this for me. We did what we do best, and we just kept it strong, kept it long, and it was good.
Oh, well, yes, we're home for an early start to get ready for tomorrow. I've got to take my Synaptogen.
The crowd baying, the crowd roaring. Amazon, 5 metres from the line. Amazon powering. Amazon will cross the line. Amazon are the world pilot gig champions for the ladies from Caradon.
A first for the ladies of Caradon in Amazon to take the title. Ladies, BBC Radio Cornwall, were live.
It was like running from predators. It was horrible. But it was, I mean, to hear the hooter kind of coming over the end of the line was, I just, that it was all worth it. It was totally all worth it. And to do it with these girls is just truly, truly, truly honourable.
Here come BlackRock, being chased home by Lou, but it's Falmouth's title. Here they come across the finish line. They roar with delight. It's title number 6 in a row for Falmouth. The dynasty keeps it going.
Yeah, we're a bit of age. I don't know, yeah. Keep training.
It's the hard work in the winter, isn't it?
Yeah,
it pays off when we come here.
I'm back on the beach and Talisman has been rowed into shore by the Lou boys.
That was, we could see them, we were side by side, making them really work for it this year. That's the first time there's proper moments where we thought we've got it, and they just pushed on that little bit. But it makes us think, 1 year we'll definitely have them.
Would you like me to hold the microphone while you manoeuvre yourself?
I've just stood on your pasty.
You've snagged yourself on a cheese and onion pasty. It's hardly glamorous, but this is live broadcasting from a rib.